Watson Hall presents.
Fudge on the Fly, A Corpse's Kiss. With Riddles as the GM.
This is part three, and hopefully the concluding part of... what the hell's the title?
A Corpse's Kiss.
A Corpse's Kiss, which actually I kind of vaguely came up with, because it was basically what was happening. You'll understand when if anybody actually wants to listen this far. Would somebody like to give us a recap of the story so far? Obviously, Roger is excluded for this because he wasn't there.
I know a guy who, when asked to recap a week or 2 weeks later, will reliably come up with really clearly entirely plausible memories of things that happened in the session, which are almost always wrong.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, your own personal AI. which is made misremembering much more convenient.
Just as a very quick aside, did anybody listen to More or Less this week?
No.
There's a brilliant bit of AI one of Reese Mogg's, it's either his daughter, wife, she came up with a suitably right of centre thing and turned around and said, oh, this is the thing. I was about immigrants and basically doing serious assaults and so on and so forth. And
right.
And basically AI came up with a hideously high thing for it. And everyone went, really? And it was Claude, apparently. And Claude said, oh, yes, this is the case. And then you start asking Claude specific questions of, is this true? This would appear not to be true. And basically, but it's... do you not think that basically you are saying this? Well, I didn't mean to cause offence. It's terrifying.
That basically, it's a root exploit into human cognition. We are used to thinking that if something talks like a person, it is a person. It is simply a word assembler.
Yeah. It is.
Patterns of words that look like this have been said in answer to questions that looked a bit like this.
Yeah, and the problem is that we're moving more and more towards it and less towards... I mean, to the point now where apparently the actual Google search engine will know is now going to be an AI-based thing rather than...
Yes, and not even a search engine.
Well, it's no longer
a
search engine.
It's got people confused because the whole thing with Google has been the... ability to sort of weaponize advertising, you know, but how is that going to work if you're no longer sending people to sites? If you're summarizing those sites and giving people answers and all that, where's the advertising coming from?
You have to advertise with Google to show your advert when a particular search result comes up. They're setting up a bidding system.
But why would anybody do that?
Because
if they know they're never
going to
get any traffic.
Anything else. People going to Google will just see Google. They won't go to those other sites.
Well, no, this is what I mean. Because they won't go to the other sites, why would you even...
So if you want money, you advertise on Google. You don't bother to put advertising on your own site. You don't bother to have your own site anymore.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
It used to be fun, didn't it, the internet? I was really taken by it.
mate runs it.
Sorry, say what again?
Read pivot2ai.com. It is run by a mate. In spite of that, he gets stuff right.
I indeed will be moving pretty much. I mean, I've sort of half moved away from the Google search engine. I use it in work and stuff, but I'll just use it less and less.
The only reason I went back to using Google was because somebody put up the disincentivization Google search that uses just the web bit and bypasses all of their AI. Now, presumably that'll just disappear. They won't be having any sort of bypass available. But prior to that, for years, I've just used DuckDuckGo, which I think is possibly Bing.
It's not
as good.
No, it isn't.
This is the sad thing. You can tell it's just not giving me the kind of results you want to get and you used to get.
No, public service announcement, if you bookmark noai.duckduckgo.com, then the AI is all pre-disabled. You don't have to turn it off each time.
Yeah. It is useful.
So, would anybody like to summarise where we are?
Oh, go on.
I did my best.
Yes, indeed. We are basically in an inn. With a bread product in the shape of a man.
Hmm.
There's most of a man underneath it, as far as we know.
There was.
Mm.
Who knows what he is? He's more muffin now than man.
Yeah, so we came on the coach, and the coach was running a bit
late.
He's
more pretzel now than man.
The coach was running a bit late on account of various things, including the fact that we found a body in the road, which we duly picked up and strapped to the back of the coach. After having the vicar look at it and go, yep, he's dead. We wrapped it up very decently. We didn't want to put it in the coach with the ladies. That would be improper. So we put it on the thing at the back, but it fell off in transit, unfortunately. And obviously we're not going out to search for it at this time. This time of night could be a long way away.
It did seem to very much want to be lying in the road. I mean, it was persistently doing it.
I mean, you don't want to be mucking around with the unquiet dead or anything like that, which I'm sure, very quiet, really. Very quiet.
I don't want to muck around with the quiet dead, if I'm honest.
You're quite right. We did our best. We got to the inn, that chap on the roof who borrowed my umbrella and still hasn't given it back.
Peregrine Fawcett, apparently.
Fawcett. Yes, Fawcett. Really? The journey's not done in any favours. I mean, he was obviously a sickly sort, so, he's come down with some sort of fever. We've stuck in front of the fire. He's been complaining quite a bit. But, you get these sorts. We deal with it. And the vicar has obviously come down with something as well. And he was getting a bit peculiar. So, in the end, he was put in bed and he was starting to get aggressive and he had to be strapped down to keep him from hurting himself at Mr. Raines' suggestion there. Mm-hmm. Now, the rest of us
I've dealt with Methodists before.
Exactly. The rest of us settled down to, we're not going to get any further tonight. We settled down in the common room in various chairs.
The ladies were also present.
The ladies were present. Fawcett was having real trouble. He went out to the loo and he came back and he was in a terrible state, from the outhouse. Don't quite know what happened there, but he obviously having a rough time. He's, boiling like a kettle as far as I could see. He got me to pull him away from the fire and all that sort of thing. It was too hot, too warm. Lots of complaining, really. I thought, it's not really fair to have the ladies there. So we encouraged for the ladies to move into another room.
Well, they retired, didn't they?
They retired to another room.
We woke them back up now.
Yeah, and then, the rest of, we all settled down in our various rooms, and I was woken up by some sort of noise outside, as I recall, and let me check, was it noise? I think it was noise. Yes, some noise in the courtyard. Got up, went to have a look with the lantern, Yeah, the lanterns are still up, it's still raining, the carriage is still there, there's a couple of dead bodies in the middle of the courtyard. You know, something was nagging at me. Went and got the innkeep. We took a look at it. It was the ostler and all this big chap of a stable hand. I mean, something's got at them. Mangled is the word. So, you know.
They've been ostled.
Yeah, you know, who knows? Hard to tell. Now, you know, this rain is really not making it easy. So, you know, we took the innkeep back inside. I mean, he knows these fellows well. You know, it's a bit of a shock for him.
He was massively.
Yeah.
He went into.
It's lucky he runs a pub, really, isn't it? He can have a drink.
Exactly. Yeah. We encouraged it.
Sorry, guys. The fan is going up the speed.
Okay. Augustus also had a look out, you know, aroused everyone, he saw the bodies, he saw someone wandering around, no hat, no jacket, looking a bit like that body that we saw in the road, actually.
Very much like.
So he's got himself dressed, he's got his pistol, he's gone to the common room, everyone's up now, and we've been starting to, I don't know if we've finished, but we've started trying to check the doors and windows. The Reverend is sort of snapping at people, snarling. He's gone a bit,
primitive might be rabies.
We have started to be concerned if there's some sort of rabid creature which might have attacked these men in the night, perhaps. A rabid horse? I mean, do horses get rabies? I don't know. I'm not
Nobody
a doctor.
Thinks of rabid horses, do they?
No.
It's always Sorry. Foxes. You always think, oh, it'll be a fox.
Yes. Rabid horse. Rabid elephant. Rabid cow.
Rabbit.
Ooh, rabbit. Ooh,
rabbit.
Nasty.
Rabbit.
Looning
rabbit,
off the best of
time. Gotcha.
Fawcett stood up. He's obviously got the same thing as this reverend. They must have picked something up because he's got his eyes rolled back. He was kind of lurching around. We had to chucked a blanket over his head, and we had to give him a gentle tap. To quiet.
His name is Fawcett, after all.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And we've strapped him to the other bed. The ropes on all those are looking a bit strained. We've tightened them up.
I mean, they're good, solid hemp.
Yeah,
so
yeah. But
you're pretty relaxed that they will hold normal.
I mean, it's a personal
elephant.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard about you know lunatic strength and all that sort of thing. So you know, who knows in the throes of convulsions what might happen. So we've knotted them. We've knotted them well. I'm sure they'll be fine. I think the only other thing that was mentioned. Oh yes, Augustus had, while helping remove things from the carriage, Augustus noted someone does seem to have been poking around with the luggage on top of the coach, which is okay, and he.
If only there was any possible suspect.
Well, indeed, who knows? Could have been either of us.
The vicar.
Most likely. I mean, he was inside, but you know these spiritual men get up to all sorts of tricks.
Mm-hmm.
He also noticed the rope that was used to strap the body on the back appeared to have snapped. Now, maybe it was he couldn't buy the rain. Maybe it was old. You know, but a little suspicious, and I think that was as far as we'd got.
Yeah, we were sort of grabbing pokers and pistols and going around to take lanterns and check the place was locked up, really, and make sure everybody's awake because
gathering in the common room and preparing to do a circuit to check on the various rooms and windows and so on.
Well, that all seems terribly sensible.
So, just to reiterate, you are in a Torian coaching inn.
Thunder? It's quite loud, isn't it?
Well, I could hear, I mean, you guys could probably hear that better than I could.
Just about.
Either that or somebody's putting the bins out very, very heavily.
check those bins. That's what I'd say. Check those bins.
Yeah. it's recycling, so it's we only have a 10 to 4 hours out every other week, or every other fortnight. So takes quite a lot of recycling to actually get to Owen's can level to slowly rise to the point where basically we have to go in with a stick and basically get him to put him on into the. Anyway, that's beside the point. So you're in a coaching inn. Basically, it's a sort of all around an internal courtyard. There is a door that could have been shut, but wasn't, which would basically have secured the whole of the courtyard and stuff. On one side is the stables where the ostler and the stable hands would normally be. Unfortunately, they appear to be mostly in the yard, though there's probably a few bits still in the stables. Opposite that is the common room, the main tap room of the inn itself. Behind that is there's a bar. Behind the bar is the sleeping quarters of the innkeeper and his wife, who is also the cook. Beside them is the kitchen, which has bread ovens and bits and pieces. So it's, you kind of think, sort of, having been to sort of things like country houses and stuff, you know the big kitchen things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
kind of talking. We're not talking a little, just for
not a kitchenette.
No, we're not talking for little gas burners and a microwave sort of thing. So it's not
a little baby belling with the grill under it.
Yeah, it's no. On the other side of the kitchen thing is a couple of rooms where the barmaids and the boot boys are. The barmaids also act as chambermaids for the guests.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously with the boot boys kind of acting as footmen and as and when we've got
general odd jobbers.
Any heavy lifting, etc. required. Down one wing, the wing that hasn't got the gate in for the Are we sorted? Are we a happier man?
I'm not good at letting things go, so I couldn't not find it. It had fallen out of my pocket into the coal bucket that we have randomly next to the wood burner in the kitchen.
That is exactly the sort of thing that would happen, yeah.
Can I ask presumably, why you have a coal bucket next to a wood burner?
Well, it was there when we moved in.
I guess it burns.
It had like 3 bits of coal in it when we moved in. We've since chucked them on the fire. Never used it since. It's very dark in there.
Now it's got 5.
Anyway, that did not cool me down.
But are you a happier man?
Yes, my soul can rest.
Okay.
Plus, I do actually need to take the medicine.
Yeah, you don't want to not have your prescription money.
Hmm. But I won't talk about it, as you're probably already recording.
We are.
So
you aren't, but we
I
are.
Am. I am. I am. Oh my god, it is hotter than my pants.
Thankfully, that isn't going to be on the recording.
He's got those really short shorts.
It could be
very tight.
I mean, it could be multiple times due to the wonders of technology.
Oh, my beautiful partner has just pointed a fan in my direction. That's very sweet, but I thought you were my biggest fan.
Oh,
she's now drawn a knife.
Hey, don't steal my fan, actually. Sorry, thank you.
Has she got it spinning, so it's half on her, half on you?
No, she's very kindly pointed it directly at me.
carefully spritzing some mysterious powders on it
first. Just a spinning blade.
It doesn't actually have a wire cover on, as you mention it.
No. Yeah, how interesting.
Right, sorry.
Very pointy, these blades, are they?
And they're plastic, because we both keep forgetting it's got no cover on it and reaching into it. And we still have our fingers, so.
But you're just drawn to it somehow. You have to keep reaching in.
Just look at that strange compulsion. Like a fly. What if I put my hand in this fan?
Speaking of fly or on the fly.
Is that another reference to your hot pants?
I didn't even
know you wore hot pants. I didn't think anybody did anymore.
What, mullets are back in.
Just for you.
If mullets are back in, anything goes.
Mullets are back in.
They are.
I mean, any fish, really. It's
okay, I can't see from here. It doesn't look like you've got a mullet.
I am not. I'm never having
a mullet. He's vegetarian.
It's business in the front, party in the rear. Actually, now I say that out loud, that sounds...
Yeah.
A mullet is the anyway, carry on.
The front end is business, the tail... I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, the confusion here, Shimmer's a mullet, is also the name for a haircut, as well as a
Should fish. You need to provide an emergency landing for, say, a passing duck, you will be equipped.
Yes.
Well, you won't, obviously, but somebody else.
Oh, wow. Well, I could look like an egg to a passing seagull. Anyway, carry on.
Try to pick through it.
Probably succeed. Anyway, carry on. I'll shut up now. Continue.
So I was just describing the coaching, which is called the coaching horses because why not?
Because it was a long
one. So you've got the opposite the stables is the main tap room. As I said, there's various things coming off that. Down one end is a. Some storage and the jakes. There are male and female. It is
that's posh.
It is very posh. On the other side is the gates, but on either side of the gate and with stairs and a second floor. Are the private rooms.
The shop occupied when we arrived, obviously.
So Augustus was in one of those rooms. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be sharing with the vicar, but the vicar, having gone a bit psycho...
He's not a well man.
Was left...
Better than poor Peregrine.
And Peregrine is now in the other bed in the vicar's room, and they are snarling at each other happily. Though obviously Peregrine having the slight advantage of having a
pair of bloomers on his head.
It's a bread poultice.
Nobody taken his poultice off.
No!
Oh, God, no. Now, I'm picturing, because you're going on about how hot you were in front of the fire, I'm imagining that it's, you know, it's got a nice crust and has swelled up considerably.
It's more like a helmet at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll be referring to you as Doughboy.
Yeah, you are now kind of frothing a bit at the mouth. Nick, it is entirely up to
sourdough.
You, but you are more than welcome now for another... member of either the staff or the members of the inn to be another character.
Okay,
your because choices are the you are needing the ostler or the stable hand.
Perhaps not the ones who are already dead.
I've never ostled.
The vicar's not dead.
Yeah, not actually dead. Just nearly dead.
So I can't remember who suggested it. I'm going to guess it was either. To be fair, both Arthur and Augustus are sensible chaps at heart, now that there is something a bit rum and a bit to do out in the outside, and let's face it, there's also two nutters inside as well. The general consensus is go and wake everybody else up.
That's probably a good idea. Well, I shall be one of the guests staying in the inn already.
So, Arthur and Augustus.
Yes.
As the two slightly surplus to requirement people at the moment, with Mr. Jones and young Bert trying to calm down the innkeeper and his wife, it's kind of on you two to go knocking on doors.
Yes, well, I don't know if I particularly want to be knocking people up at this time of night, but still, needs must.
Oh, Agnes, who is one of the innkeep's daughters, and one of the barmaids who was there earlier, and then obviously went back on, so, has been woken up by her mother, so that were you to knock on a lady's door, she can stick her head in, not you.
Right. Well, I think, Mr. Hastings, wasn't it? I think that we should perhaps arm ourselves with something from the companion set by the fire. A good poker.
I have already claimed a poker.
Ah, excellent. I thought you might have gone for the little brush and the shovel.
In my back pocket, for emergency.
Shovel's my laser.
No, I do believe...
go for the coal scuttle.
We should probably get some candles gathered into one place as well, and candle holders, so that we can make sure we've got some light. And I'll just double check my pistol in my pocket.
Ah, good thought.
And are you of a mind to split up and cover more ground quickly, or go together just in case there's trouble?
I'd like to stay with everybody. Says Agnes.
Then perhaps we should go as a group. If the innkeep and these fellows remain in the tap room here to keep an eye on things and call out if there is any problem.
Right, we'll start in a fairly methodical, starting with the doors, making sure that they're all locked. If everybody can do that and barred, and then work our way around the I don't know how many rooms they've got with people staying in, or
Say there are a total of 6 rooms. You guys have been involved with 2 of them. 3 if you include the ladies.
Knocking at the door and then explaining to people there's something of an emergency.
Indeed.
Prowlers outside, and we need people to lock the windows. And
check the shutters,
etc. Gather in the common room by the fireplace. And if they have any sort of weapon, perhaps to bring that with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I kind of think, of course, not to cause undue alarm, but how much alarm is undue?
Arm
at this
yourself,
point
get out of your room.
The
and
nutters
together
are currently
to survive.
Outside. We're hoping to keep you that way.
Two people have already been murdered. I mean, possibly
see,
3 because we found that corpse. No, I'm not telling that, but, you know, we found that corpse in the road. I mean, if it's associated...
Well, he turned out not to be dead, though.
Apparently so, because you saw him outside.
It could be rabies.
Yeah. Have you... I don't think you told us last time. Are you telling us you think you saw the same chap outside?
Yes, because I'm of the opinion that he must, in fact, have not been dead, but infected with something which had left him in a corpse-like state.
I've read about such things. These burials. But now people have the little bells on the.
Every
caskets.
So often, as you guys are saying all this, you just get this. From Agnes.
Toby, is that you?
Do try to keep it down.
No, my little terrier, little Toby, will be trotting along by my side. Mm-hmm. He is a good dog. It says so on the sheet.
Please, Agnes, I know it's an alarming situation, but I don't know about you, Mr. Raines. I do have some experience dealing with these matters.
Don't worry, Tubbs, they won't get far.
crosses my mind to ask later how specifically close to these circumstances. Excellent, excellent.
He's from
door number three. You hear the delicate sound of a steam-driven saw.
Is this attached in place of your right hand or anything? Right. Hello there. Sorry to disturb you. Something of an emergency. Is the door open?
Well, it's not going to be locked, I suspect.
In that case...
There have been a pair of boots left outside it, unless they've already been taken away.
No, I don't think so. I think that Fawcett was apprehended before that would have happened.
Well.
Yeah, denied. Go on.
No, okay.
No. I shall open the door, toss the boots in, rap at the door with the poker, and perhaps raise my voice.
A large gentleman in the base wakes up. What's going on?
You need to dress yourself, sir.
I'm not going to try to do his accent, but for those of you who recognise accents, grew up poor somewhere around Birmingham and had some education in how to speak proper far too late for it to make much difference.
Yeah, I know that kind of accent very well indeed. You're not going to try at all?
No.
Nick would have.
Funnily enough, I come from just next door.
I just looked
at the experts. Excellent. Yes,
I seem to remember one session in which Nick managed to fail to produce a Mancunian accent. So
I genuinely struggle with Mancunian.
I cannot aspire to that.
Where is it you're from, Nick?
Salford.
Completely different accent. Utterly...
Look, he's fled in shame now.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's going on?
Some sort of trouble outside, sir. Maybe prowlers. Maybe check your windows while you dress.
Very well.
And if you have anything to arm yourself with, we're gathering in the common room. I'm afraid the things may have turned violent outside. A couple of the staff appear to have been caught unawares by the prowlers.
Well, I wasn't trying to use it, but... Gets out from his luggage what is clearly a presentation box and opens it up. There are two clearly never used dueling pistols.
This is hardly the time, sir, and we've only just met. Surely I can't have offended you that much by waking you up.
The young sprig of the aristocracy has been trifling with my euphemia.
Oh,
good heavens, sir, I say, inadvertently glancing down.
Kind of that sort of thing, sir.
Indeed.
We shall leave you to...
Not wishing to offend, sir, but you any good with those?
I haven't the faintest idea, sir.
Well, good luck.
And reloads. Please, I imagine those are one-shot
I can provide assistance.
What you would generally get, in the ones I've seen at least, is the pistols, everything in its velvet lining, obviously, and then a couple of powder horns, and then a couple of tubes of shot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you're ready, sir, please join everyone in the tap room.
Jolly go.
Do the shutters look okay? Have a quick inspect. No sign of attempted breaking.
I'm going to say he's probably up at the. Right, okay, so.
Hastings, sir, by the way.
Bacon, Ebenezer Bacon.
Yeah, glad to meet you, sir.
So, Ebenezer's up on the first floor. For Americans, this means he has had to go upstairs from the ground floor, which is the main floor that is where you just walk out onto the thing.
I like to be patriotic, but the American way makes way more sense, to be honest.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
More widely used.
Like a monkey.
you see, this is a very good argument. Consistency.
But, like, when you're in it, you're in the first floor. in the same way that when you've got an apple, you have one apple, you don't start with zero. Well, you do start with zero apples. But when you're outside the building, that's floor zero to me.
Floor null, surely. Anyway,
and what is the level below the level that is at the ground called?
Zero.
No. They don't.
Minus one.
Well.
Well is usually minus 20 at least. Very deep.
But calling it the first floor makes it sound like it's the first floor. Does that make sense? I accept one.
I believe
zero, then one.
Historically,
but
it's because
first floor is confusing.
The floor was the bit you had to build something to stand on that you didn't on the ground.
Well, you still need a floor on the ground.
But you didn't, historically.
Well, you do. You still put something down, don't you? You don't just have raw rock.
Not necessarily. I've been to really old houses. They've still got preserved place in the Isle of Man.
Well, they've got places.
It was
just rock.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I retract my objection. You have genuinely convinced me.
Yeah. There is a place called Nantwalter in St. Fagans, which is where my grandfather and my great aunt and great uncle were born. That has a dirt that was originally a dirt floor, and then they put flagstones down.
So the first floor is basically the first floor. Actually, that genuinely makes sense. Coupled with Roger's point that minus one, all right, I retract any objections. Well done.
Either way. Ebenezer was upstairs.
Yes.
So
I'm less concerned about break-ins because it's much less likely.
Where would you be?
Bob would be in quite a good room, so probably on the same floor as Ebenezer, just a few doors down.
Mm-hmm. Keeping one away to insulate yourself from the snoring.
Are you feeling slightly happier?
There's the gentle sound of Augustus clearing his throat and then he moves on.
This is Mr. Bacon. We have met, and since he is on the first floor, we are less concerned about... We've had a check, but we're less concerned about break-ins here. While he is dressing, we're trying to go now... Shall we move on, Mr. Raines?
Yeah. I may need just a second.
Yeah.
Yes, let's move on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You may need some more tea.
I mean, that's generally
another.
Yeah.
You knock on the next door. Meanwhile, Agnes goes to the one next one along because she knows that that's where the ladies.
She knows that's NPC.
Jolly good.
Yeah. Please just ask them to go to the tap room. It's probably best not to tell them too much about what's happening.
Hello?
She shakes her head.
What time are we, 2 p.m.? 2 a.m.? Where are we?
Oh,
no, it's not that late.
No, it's later than that.
Oh, okay.
Small hours. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. My apologies for disturbing you, sir, but there is a very concerning situation. May we speak with you?
Just a moment. There is some pause.
Yeah.
And not just Toby.
Yeah. You can tell from my voice that I am clearly a man of humble origins, but one who at least knows how to be polite, so I'm probably not actually a ruffian.
Well, a voice comes very close to the door now. Yes, what is it?
If you would please dress and come down to the tap room, sir, we believe there are some violent individuals lurking around the premises and wish to ensure everyone's safety.
Gosh! How exciting.
If you have any means of defending yourself, it would be best to bring with you, sir.
Really?
I'm afraid so, sir.
Wow. Okay. Sorry, that was anachronistic.
Waiting for the opportunity.
very well. I shall be in the tap room very shortly. Is it? Yes. Yes. Don't wait for me. I'll be there shortly.
Yes, sir. Do you sound posh?
To
me.
Yes.
Okay. Just so I know how to address everyone. Okay. By default, everyone is sir, obviously.
There's a funny accent there, but I doubt you'd be able to place it.
Ah, Australian. some kind of comic.
Zombies affecting the pub.
Come along to the last of the rooms, I suppose. See if anyone's in there.
Agnes is basically getting the ladies going from that room. So they're the ones, that's the last of the ones upstairs. There's another one downstairs, but it's awkward to get to, so.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go.
You check it, you make sure everything's shuttered, so on and so forth. But.
No, any signs of attempt to break in anywhere in these rooms? Well, that's a relief, okay. That tends to suggest to me, sir, that this is not a concerted assault by burglars. There's been no obvious sign of attempted entry. That does tend to support your.
It sounds filthy when you say it.
Your concern about an infection, which raises great. Well, it makes me very concerned about the vicar and that gentleman from the roof.
That gentleman from the roof. Fitting epitaph for a fine, outstanding.
Yeah, you're familiar with Father awesome. Christmas, that's.
Yeah. Hey, you still have a pool big enough that they're saying gentleman.
Okay, shall we return to the tap room? Is there anywhere else obvious that we should check? You want to make sure doors in particular have been checked.
I'll head round to the back of the place and have a look.
Because kitchens, sorry. We need to check the kitchens and so on.
I mean, there are other entrances and stuff, but everything's now shut up. I mean, it was shut up anyway, because...
Yeah. It's mostly just double-checking.
Yeah. They do get attacks. Not very often these days. It's really been about 15, 20 years since there was a proper gang of ruffians who attempted to get the mail and stuff.
But, you get these fire women, don't you? So,
well, yeah, you do.
Disaffected soldiers.
I actually thought you said high women. I was confused for some time.
No, women tend to be tall rather than high.
Let's go take them out!
It's Dorothy Parker again. Get out, Parker.
So basically, you're all in the tap room. You've kind of all brought each other up to speed. Everything seems to be all right. Everyone just make me a little perception check, please.
Bob has keen senses.
This is a hearing check for those who.
Well, can I have keen senses at great?
You can indeed.
Are those
minuses?
2 6s and 2 1s.
2 6s and 2 1s. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Should I all be right. Assigning a thing? And if so, what should I
do? Yes. So this is a. Perception, you think. This is a very good point, Roger. I do apologise. I did promise you this earlier that I and then fell miserably. Can people look at their character sheets at the moment? And what have you got assigned? So you have something like...
Well, I've...
Perception.
Mm-hmm. I've gone for it, yes. Awareness.
Awareness.
Nerves of steel. Fisticuffs. Mm. Detective. Marksman. And Toby.
I have etiquette, perception, and medicine, which is mediocre, Muscularity, steadfastness, and agility.
Ooh, muscularity.
He is that sort of chap.
And for my perception, I've just written in keen senses at great, because I am quite perceptive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a plus two.
What with all the steam presses and so on, hearing in particular is probably mediocre.
Mm-hmm. So I have got a superb plus one result.
Oh.
Whatever that is.
I've got a good result.
I've also got a good.
Arthur, what did you get in the over? I know you had a wash, but what did you actually get? Was it fair?
Mine was fair, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you all hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you hear a little bit more detail than others, but you can hear the main door from the courtyard to the tap room being tried.
Mr. Hastings, I think someone's at the door there.
Initially...
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like just basically somebody just trying it. Then it's a lot more sharper. Then it's almost like somebody's grabbing the door and starting to shake.
Please don't be alarmed, ladies. I will immediately stride off to investigate.
I will follow Mr. Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a young, slender lad, in his mid 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Well trained.
A young lad. How old did you say you were?
Mid-20s? Early-20s.
My factory, you've been working 15 years.
Yeah, up for retirement now. Mm-hmm. Early-20s. I think early-20s.
You'd have died before then.
I've decided not to go for consumption with this character.
Yes, probably the best. Excellent. Oh, I enjoyed Fawcett. Terrible person, but an enjoyable character.
Wow.
You're very much a terrible person.
I will. Yeah. Okay, I will follow
not quite
Mr.
A
Hastings.
Team player.
Yeah.
In the way that the devil is not quite a good guy.
In the way that the sea is not above the sky. Right, I will, I'll follow Mr. Hastings. Yeah. I have a quite expensive pistol.
Obviously, if anyone who seems posher than me attempts to take the lead at any point, things may change, but my instinct at the moment is to leap into action.
I'm not taking the lead, I'm very much following behind, like a waggy Toby.
Oh, the balance on this poker's wrong. Where's a good bayonet when you need one?
You can sharpen it, can't you?
It's a bit heavy.
Well,
has it got
you can't
on it?
Get to the door.
You can't, but to be fair, I do know a metal engineer who probably can.
Not sure if he's got a steam press with him. I head to the door.
Okay.
Poker at the ready. I want to see who is this trying to break into our premises.
Okay.
Lantern in one hand.
I'm not sure.
I'll take the lantern, Mr. Hastings.
I'm not going to open the door. I just want to.
I'll hold the lantern for Mr. Hastings.
Thank you.
It goes. The shaking is for about 20 seconds.
I really wanted a screen capture of that. Wait, I'm not ready.
Very good. Is this the sort of door where you can see anything through it?
Make me a fate check, please.
Let's see. That is... No.
I've got a flat zero as I'm...
Okay.
Next.
So, some places do have kind of like a thing you can pull back that's mm-hmm. with the grill and stuff. This doesn't.
Yeah. Keep out of it, you! I will say, and bang the door from my side.
What, are they robbers, Mr. Hastings?
I believe so. Mr. Raines has another theory, but it's not clear yet.
They could be robbers.
They don't sound very well.
That'll be the hydrophobia.
Hydrophobia?
Shake, 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 shake.
Who's out there? And
of course, it is raining, so you know.
They say
we
those.
Clearly should not let them in.
Of course.
Bang! No.
Can he pay his slate?
Bang! They seem very strong.
Bang! Don't worry, sir. We'll, got to...
That goes on for about another couple of minutes or so.
Yeah. Probably won't be starting to get, you know, furniture to put up against this door. You know.
The door... It's almost like the door is designed for stopping people doing things like this, and indeed stopping people doing things like this who also have axes. It's basically...
Is there an upper story where we can look down on these ruffians?
I always look down on ruffians.
Your bedroom would be a starter for 10.
I'm going to head up to my bedroom and see if I can see them.
Do be careful, please, not to leave any sort of opening that they could potentially exploit.
Might be a distraction.
Absolutely, Mr.
Rains. Augustus Rains.
Keep your knees together, lad.
Bob!
Bark if anything happens.
Bob, can you just make me a roll when you hear Augustus Rains' name?
You won't have heard of him. Doesn't work like that. Unless he's very, very posh. And even then he'd have to know a client.
Would he not be in certain, would your name not have been mentioned in certain,
dark
papers?
Circles?
No, it's something that would only be mentioned if someone had got someone of a certain level had got a problem that they mentioned to somebody who might have heard of a man who helped such and such.
Ah. The A team. You're the A team rather than
I have to keep things discreet for my clients, so if I'm advertising and people sort of know what I'm doing,
I feel like
it's very,
Mr. Wolf from Pulp Fiction. I probably wouldn't have heard of anyone.
Okay,
like that.
In which case then don't worry about no, okay, so I was just gonna say, I mean, because you are of the right
I am of the right well.
And you may have a problem.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. I'll run upstairs to my room. Okay, keep them talking.
In the background, Ebenezer has sat down at a table in the tap room. One hand he's trying to hold a little booklet open so that it lies flat, which it doesn't. With the other hand he's trying to load the dueling pistol like a man who's never loaded a dueling pistol.
Thank you for buying the Armstrong whip with Lucky Cannonet.
I really should have done that for you.
To be fair, Mr. Jones kind of looks across again, watches you, and then will sidle over and say, "Your Lordship, could I give you a little assistance with that, sir?"
Not Lordship. Yeah, help yourself.
Okay. He takes the other gun, pops it open, puts in the cap, puts in the ball, pulls it closed, rods it, hands it across to you, takes the one off you, and yeah, he's basically done it within.
There's a trick to that, isn't there?
Yes, Bob. Yes, they're similar to the rifles that the army used last century, actually. But nothing really changes.
They will be replaced by steam presses soon.
Walk 10 paces carrying your steam press, turn, and
fall over!
Fall over!
Stop, exactly. Stop, before the duel, and stop and light the fire.
Yeah. So,
I think more civilised, I'm going to have to make a cup of tea at the same time.
So, but yeah, I mean,
for
you know.
Tea for one.
steam is definitely coming forwards. You have heard of this this thing called the rocket, and
for those who are in Wales, you know, Trevethick has been doing strange things with moving coal around.
It's a clever thing.
Really had to restrain myself there.
Well, I will attempt to try and find out something from these chaps on the other side of the door. So, you know, who are you, man? What do you want? I'm not letting anyone in. Name yourself.
Rattle, 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 rattle.
You know, Mr. Raines, I'm beginning to think your theory has a lot of merit to it. That doesn't sound like a well man or a sane man.
No, indeed. It may perhaps not be rabies, but it must be some sort of sickness. As much as I'd like to help them, they're clearly so murderously violent that we'd be exposing all these people to potential serious harm.
Indeed.
Strength of a man is a thing I've heard
upstairs,
of.
Upstairs, Bob! You go up. Bob, just make me a little perception check, please. This is as you're going up the stairs.
Even with my keen senses, that is a... it's a fair result.
Okay. You thought you heard something, you glanced around, didn't see anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a rush.
You are indeed. So you go to your room, you carefully open the shutters inside, you carefully open one of the outer shutters, and you glance down. You can see three figures, all now stood at the door of the inn. One is a very big chap that you're pretty certain was looking after the horses when you got here earlier. The other, you're pretty certain might be the ostler, and then there's a third one who is looking a lot smarter than the other two, but no hat, no jacket.
Is it raining out? Well, not is it raining, that was exact. What I meant to say is, are they armed?
No, but they are, when they're hitting the door, they're basically smacking onto it, and it's the whole of their forearms, all of their hands, really, the door is shutting. When the bigger chap does it, the door noticeably is taking damage.
Okay, do they look like they could be packing heat?
They don't look like they're armed in any... Well, they look like they're more interested in fisticuffs.
Okay. And there's no one else that I can see out in the darkness, that I know it.
Nobody else outside, no.
Okay.
However, there is a head who is below yours and saying, oh, this is very exciting, isn't it?
Shh, quiet. But gosh, yes, it is, isn't it?
This is a young lady who has been introduced to you as Amelia. She was carried on the same coach that Mr. Raines and Arthur were on, and it was the last coach actually that came in this evening. So you were on an earlier coach. You had your dinner and then your supper really before they arrived. I mean, they were quite late, but yes, she is quite interested in what's going on.
Why are they doing that? Well, they seem jolly excited about coming in, but Miss Amelia, I do think, I don't know why I'm touching this as if I ever communicate. I do gather there is some danger with these ruffians, so
Yes. Oh, well.
He's way too happy about that.
So she turns around and says, "Well, we're not supposed to know because we're girls, but Mama and I overheard that one of those gentlemen came and was found in the road, and we had to stop the coach, and it was all quite annoying. And Mr. Fawcett, you won't have met him. He's apparently he's been tied up somewhere. It's she's a 15-year-old girl. She knows everything that's happened in this room within about a 500-mile radius of this place. Gossip center is to the max. Yes, apparently, one of those chaps was the man who they thought was dead, but wasn't. And then possibly two others were.
Was dead. It's amazing. Well, have you heard Mr. Raines's theory? He's some sort of dick or something, but he.
Would he be a dick?
Of course, you realise this means war.
would he be a dick at this time?
No, even that's American.
No, he's a confidential agent.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Consulting detectives, not a thing.
Hang on, let me just
some
check.
Sort of espionage agent or something, but he thinks there may be an infection involved. Something a bit like rabies.
Oh gosh, yes.
Well, they don't look quite. They seem quite lucid to me. Look down there. Look at that big chap.
Wham! Wham!
Gosh.
Wham!
Now, you'll forgive me, Amelia. I'd better run down and report my findings to Mr. Hastings, who seems to be in charge of the situation.
Okay. Amelia says, do you think it would help if I stayed and watched and shouted down if there was any change to what was going on?
Miss Amelia, I think that's a wonderful idea. I do believe that the eyes of a lady are required in this sort of situation.
Okay, so she does that.
And I have some in my
hasn't noticed that she isn't there at the moment because she's more interested in spending time with the innkeeper's wife, basically gently filling him with more whiskey than he can basically stand.
Question. Sorry, go. I may have misunderstood something. So I thought before you said he saw her head appear below him. I was interpreting that as being she'd opened a ground floor window and was sticking her head out from a different room.
No. So
she's
basically,
she's in the same room.
She's in the same room. Okay. She just literally.
That's okay.
Yes. No.
I was concerned about that.
No. So basically, it's the standard thing of, you know, he's looking up there and she's just suddenly stuck her head down there, but in the same window slot, if you would.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Amelia, yes, do be careful. Keep it safe. Keep it secret. And I shall run downstairs.
Oh, dear.
I love how you're acting like the two of you are sort of 12-year-olds from an Enid Blyton thing, whereas in actual fact, you're in your mid-20s.
Lashings of ginger beer.
So that like it's a bad thing. I'm just
acting like I remember my mid-20s. Early 20s.
Mm.
Before that, it's just a blank, so that's as far back as I can
get. It's just embarrassment and misery all the way down, really.
I can remember you in your early 30s, if that helps, but it probably doesn't, really.
God. I was listening to a bit of Horror on the Orient Express. I realise that's a 20-year-old campaign.
Yes, indeed.
Right, let's.
Many thoughtful noises.
Let's continue.
Well, I was just thinking.
You know, it's Wharton Hall's 20th anniversary in January, don't you?
Yeah. Say, John will just about remember me without a beard, but maybe Nick too.
Yeah, I'm
not sure if I do.
I think
the first
two wartstocks, I may have been beardless.
Yes, I think you were.
Possibly.
So that's going back.
You
very,
were in the
very, very
monsters game, weren't you, Mark?
I was indeed.
Yes, you were. You were the dark elf.
I was. Yeah, I wasn't. Was it Amelia who was Benny?
Amelia was
the
Benny.
Shoggoth. Yeah.
Benny the Shoggoth.
You were Shifty Pitflap.
No, Shifty Pitflaps was a goblin.
Oh yeah, no, you were the dark elf. Yeah. Anyway,
I can't remember what you were called. Yeah.
And I don't think you had a beard.
No, a long, long, long time ago. Anyway, either way, you have left Amelia being the spotter. You have raced downstairs, and you go and find Arthur, who is stood at the door.
Thinking about
you can bang all some furniture. You can bang all you like, but you ain't coming in.
We got any? Can we get a table here to brace this?
Mr. Hastings, I have seen the... There's only three of them. They don't seem to be armed. Perhaps if we all took up some sort of position, like in the stories I've read about Waterloo.
Been in a lot of fights, have you, sir?
No. Not as such.
But if they're...
No, Arthur punches him on the nose. Well, there's one for you.
Here's a start. I feel like we're more than a match for them. Mr. Raines here seems to know his way around
pistol
widow.
Wow.
A widow maker.
And I saw Captain Bacon loading his weapon.
It's all very well, sir. So they sound like
for me.
They sound like
yes, sir.
Fairly strong sorts.
Well, but if we surely, Mr. Hastings, we're men of the world and tough as we're Queen Victoria's children, so to speak.
Are you, sir? My apologies, Your Highness.
No. I mean, we're all children of Albion, and we can handle a few ruffians, unarmed ruffians at that.
Thomas, actually.
Sorry?
My father.
Oh.
Bob, would you like to make me a rhetoric roll? Any form of speech or anything?
Okay. I am accustomed to being told to do things I think are unnecessarily stupid by people who are posh than me. So
I am.
You don't have an awkward social encounter stat by any chance, do you?
I am naive and unworldly. So I'm going to use that. That's at a minus one, so I'm going to use that to use my inspiring rhetoric.
You are now going to roll four.
Was your finest hour.
I have incredibly rolled a great result there.
Well, if you're quite sure, sir.
There's something appealing about the sheer idiocy of the plan.
It wouldn't be the stupidest thing I've had to do.
Mr. Raines? So the Toff reckons open the door and basically prepare to receive orders.
There's only three of them. There's a big chat, but we're all armed up.
No, you, sir?
Well, I have this thing.
He waves his pistol at you in a please don't point it towards me for the love of God sort of way.
No, it's actually quite a skilled way.
Okay, so he waves it around. You're about to say for the love of God don't point it at me, but actually you realise he doesn't point it at you. He's actually pointing it at safe points, even though there's a lot of exuberance and...
And then I'll just Robocop it around my finger, insert it into my thigh.
It helps have a bad
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear. That's just reminding me. So, Lubinek, who's the guy I witter on about every so often, which is, he's an archer, a pole dancer. He's been playing around with throwing grappling hooks up in the air, but not into the air, into a tree, and swinging on them and then basically getting them to he basically was trying to explain, because somebody was asking him, well, how do you get it back down again? And basically you can kind of, if you throw a slack up there, you know, you can get it to kind of drop and then you've got a chance of getting it back over. So, and he does it all the way through bits and pieces, and then right at the end he just does straight up, and it comes straight down, and in the immortal words of straight at the Nadjus. Which, yeah. So,
excellent.
So whenever somebody's talking about twirling things around now, my immediate thought is always going to be, from now on, straight in the Nadjus.
As the enlisted man here, former, brackets retired, I cannot help noticing that everyone else here appears to have a firearm of some sort, whereas I am left with a poker.
We can't let your sort wander around with guns.
Mr. Jones comes up to you and says, so my aim isn't anywhere near as good as it should be. Bert's too green for this. And he hands you the coach blunderbuss.
I take it and pat it with a sense of reassurance.
Mr. Jones turns around and says, I've checked it, reloaded. I wouldn't want to shoot too far away from anything. And I really wouldn't want to.
Whoa!
Sorry.
Mr. Bacon's dropped off again, has he?
I would normally... I wouldn't normally have the windows open, but it is still close to 30 degrees here.
Aren't you on the top floor? Is it somebody buzzing you at that level?
Yeah, I am on the top floor. The hottest room in the house.
24 here. A balmy 24. And apparently
we're all balmy.
And apparently tomorrow is going to be 8 degrees cooler.
Yeah, it does get a bit chillier tomorrow.
Well, no. Right. I feel that 22 degrees can be many things, but chilly is not one of them.
It's 28 here tomorrow. Anyway, never mind.
Roll on next week.
So we can't just kill these people. We can't just take pot shots at them from what on earth have they found in? So we really have no option but to would be murder that. Though, wouldn't it?
Can we get to like some tables to tip over that
these are big heavy oak tables. It will take two or three of you to turn them over.
We don't need to turn them over if they're that big, do they? Let's just get them in place and then they'll stop the door for a while.
Well, no, I thought...
I was measuring it as a sort of barricade.
Yes, we're going to open the door and demand their surrender, Mr. Rains, I think.
I espied
them from above. Sorry?
Sorry, forgive me, I forget your name.
Bob, sir.
Bob.
Why don't you demand their surrender from your window? And then we don't have to open the door.
Well, are we cowed by three unarmed...
Wham! Wham!
Strong frothing maniacs.
If you think so, Mr. Bacon. But I'm not sure I have the commanding... perhaps you have a deep booming voice.
They are an officer, sir. It's true.
No, my lord.
I didn't get where I am today by being brave.
You sound more and more like an officer every day.
I mean, where you are
Mr. Bacon
today
strikes
is
me as the most practical man.
Perhaps, Mr. Raines, you strike me as the most or Mr. Hastings. Mr. Hastings is a certain je ne sais quoi about him. Perhaps he could shout down to the ruffians above.
Can give it a try if you'd like.
Oh, I see a problem. It's because of the height difference, but that's all right. We can dangle you on a rope, Bob.
We can lower you down like an angel in a nativity.
Well, I don't feel like I'm just a slip of a boy, and I don't think I could have the
bollocks, are you? A slip of a boy?
You know, if we can drive him off from the upper window, it's worth it.
Quite right, Mr. Hastings. What a good idea.
I can't call you Bob.
Bob's perfectly fine. All my friends call me
As you say, Mr. Bob.
Bob.
I shall stride up towards the upper window. And lean out.
Sorry.
Is Amelia still there?
Amelia is there. She is watching.
Transfer the blunderbuss to the other side.
It's very exciting, Mr. Hastings. So what they're doing is that they seem to be taking turns to hit the door, and then they're kind of pacing around like that, and then one of the other. Well, you watch now.
I will watch.
And basically, they hit the door for about a minute, snarl at the door, walk off. Next one will come along.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem to be any. I mean, you know. They're kind of taking turns, but not
sort
really.
Like, the sort of thing that, like, you know, very drunk people without a very clear idea of what they're doing, that sort of thing. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give it a try. I shall lean cautiously out the window.
Mm-hmm.
We're armed in here, you fellas. You clear yourselves out of here before there's trouble.
They're looking around. It takes a good minute or so before one of them looks up and goes, can you just make me a perception check, please, Bob? Not Bob, sorry, Arthur. Because Arthur saw them before.
That is a plus one.
Yeah. Can you just make me one of them steadfast rolls? You know that you know that they were supposed to have those ripped out throats. In fact, you could actually see they were very, very, very dead. Throats don't seem to be quite any. I mean, the throats are still not right, but they're definitely better at supporting heads than they were.
Ooh. I have passed. I've got plus one.
Okay, no, that's fine. It's not, especially at this range, it's more, that's bloody weird, rather than, oh my god, I'm going to faint.
Mr. Bob, I think there's, I think we have a more serious problem than I was, I recognise those two.
You recognise
them? In fact.
You do indeed. One
You've
of which
moved
was
in,
indeed
some interesting
one of which you did wrap in a cloth not that long ago, only an hour or two ago. Actually,
they're all
no,
bloody
half
dead,
a day.
Sir. Pardon.
Well, they're
I
not.
Quickly
Mr.
cover
Hastings.
Amelia's ears. You clear out of here, lass.
Oh no! I feel that a witness for what's happening is really important.
Anything you can say to me, you can say to Miss Amelia here as well, Mr. Hastings.
Two of them had their throats ripped clean out of their bodies, sir. They were lying dead and mangled in the centre of that courtyard
Gosh,
an hour ago.
How exciting!
What?
They're walking around. That other one, we found dead on the road, dead as a doornail. Vicar confirmed it and all. We dragged him behind the coach for a while, strung him up on the seat at the back of the coach. Thought he'd fallen off, but perhaps not. Perhaps he broke himself free and followed after us. And perhaps he's what did for those two fellows.
You're saying they're some sort of demons from hell?
Whites or something like that.
We should go and talk to the others.
Third of... Is it Barrow Whites? Any Barrows around here?
Barry White, you say?
Could be.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
Well, Amelia, yeah. Amelia is from the area, mm-hmm. and there are a few places over towards, more towards Shrewsbury, but you know, Shrewsbury is full of queer folk anyway. But yeah, I mean, there are places that are supposed to be haunted. There are there's a marshy area. There's a place where
swampy
area. I do apologise, Dr. Marsh. But basically, there are indeed some. Yeah, there's some odd bits around over. More Ludlow way, maybe. There's some caves and stuff where that are supposed to be haunted, and so on and so forth. It's all very exciting.
Ooh.
Amelia, basically, from her point of view, has been reading way, way, way too many of the beginnings of the Penny Dreadfuls, and is now actually living one. So,
we should tell you this.
Okay. Of course.
Amelia, I won't drag you downstairs, but you see anything dangerous from that, you slam that shutter, you come down as quick as your legs will take you.
Oh, yes, 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 of course, Mr.
I won't have your death on my conscience.
Oh, no. I won't die.
I've heard a lot of people say
I won't die, I'm a teenager.
She's that not, hasn't been invented yet.
That hasn't been invented.
The very
yet.
Words.
Yeah.
We haven't even had flappers.
I will stride back downstairs at a swift pace.
I won't die, I'm a gay young thing. She might be. She probably hasn't even actually had a coming out party yet.
It's worse than we thought.
When you say worse, Mr. Hastings?
I recognise all three of them outside. There's three of them.
Hmm.
One's the fellow that fell off the back of the coach, so we thought.
Believed so, yes.
The other two were them what were in the middle of the courtyard with their throats torn out. They're not looking too clever now, either.
Mr. Hastings
well, no,
said he could see them.
Very looking seriously. Very seriously hurt.
No, but Mr. Hastings said they were definitely dead. He could see that. Didn't you say you could see the bones of their spine through their throat?
When
holes?
You can see a man's neck bones through the front of his head, something's not right.
That's what Mr. Hastings said, sir.
Well, and you were close enough that you actually could. I hate to say it, you saw the mm-hmm. reflection.
Yeah, yeah.
I made that resolve check.
Are you a man of science, Mr. Bacon? Perhaps you could explain this.
Well, the vicar.
I've heard some interesting things from...
The vicar is just going to go...
from Galvani in Italy. He's doing some interesting things with electricity. Could it be some kind of convulsion?
Surely not. As I understand it, that involves... direct application of the electrical fluid. There's been no lightning.
It's alive!
And you'll never get cats in this rain. We later discover each of them has amber rods strapped to his trousers.
The horror.
Been running through a field of cats.
Really, it's not... I'm not that happy.
Arthur is now... more on board with the whole apply blunderbuss plan. Just on general principles. He doesn't have a clear idea what's going on here, but...
He is kind of assuming that basically removing quite a large section of... how did... How did they so lovingly say it when they started doing Battletech in by the Wizards of the Coast? Regenerate this. The idea being that blow large parts of something out, and it might take a while for it to regenerate.
Although it strikes me, if they can survive that, I'm not too sure about how much use those pistols will do.
We think they could survive a direct shot from a pistol, sir.
Oh, surely it would take them down if necessary. You could administer a death stroke after.
With this poker.
Let's be practical about this.
Perhaps we should talk to the vicar you mentioned. This seems to... dare I say, have some
ecclesiastic,
to the vicar. Religious aspects. If you really thought they were dead, could it be? Well, could it be, Mr. Hastings, that the end times are here?
Oh, surely not. On this win,
not in Shropshire.
We have missed happy hour.
perhaps you gentlemen haven't met the vicar, have you? I suppose Bob might have seen him briefly being taken, looking slightly ill, into the back room. But
No, Bob probably missed most of that.
Missed it. Okay. I mean, I'll do the honors if you want, or you can go and take a look for yourself, sir. Well, I don't think he's in much of a state to help anyone.
Could it be that he has a similar affliction to the souls outside?
I don't like that word. That's worrying.
Yes, I feel that everybody in that room has, well, both of the people in the room have the same matter.
Perhaps we should take a look.
It has to be a disease. I mean, I don't see what else it's...
We've heard of chickens ringing about with the...
Who fancies being the first one in?
Well, I'll go in first if no one else does.
Okay, oh, good. Excellent. Can you just
have a door slamming behind you? And is that a hammer and nails I hear?
It's a large woodpecker, sir.
Nick, could you just make me a fate roll, please?
A fate roll. That is a good result.
Okay.
On a pure fate.
Okay, so you go in. You see, it's a twin room. There is a bed on either side. There is on each of the beds is a man, one who is wearing obviously vicar's garb, and the other who basically appears to have a loaf on his head.
All worked out for him, and now he's just the guy with bread on his head.
Bread's dead, baby. Bread's dead.
The baguette zombie.
Both of whom haven't shaken off their ropes yet. Mm. But you reckon that if you had left it another 10, 15 minutes, they probably would have.
Mr. Hastings, others...
Everybody, come quick now, please.
I think
do not dawdle.
Suffering the same problem. Look at them.
I will look at the front door. Listen in the direction of the room. Look at the front door. If you gentlemen wouldn't mind keeping eye on things. Hasten over. Arthur is deeply discomforted by the fact that people keep calling him Mr. Hastings, who are clearly more important than him.
It is that horrible moment that when you realise you are the most competent person in the room, whether you want to be or not.
If an officer is calling you Mr.
That's
a good point, isn't it?
Would all those who
not
like
a conversation that ends well, generally.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Hastings, you've been with our company a while.
Exactly. The 24th of foot for for quite some time now, and we're going to have you all swept.
Yeah.
Okay, I will go into the room. I do have the blunderbuss.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Both of you are realised that you are actually pointing pistol and blunderbuss at the body. Well, at the two, the thing. Because they are very, very, very agitated and would seem to be quite keen on getting closer to you guys. And as you look at their hands are... The nails seem to have grown and pointed. And as you look at their mouths, their teeth, it's almost like somebody's put some false teeth in with them. Because the teeth are sticking out, so that even
huge
when they...
pointy teeth.
Yeah, yeah. You can jump this far. He'll love you, Levy. Basically, they look physically changed. They look a lot scarier than you were. In fact, can you both make the resolve checks, please?
I remember Mr. Fawcett being a strangely attractive man.
You never saw him.
Ooh, without mediocre.
You never saw
something
him
about
the
him. The personality deep behind him that is strangely arousing. Fortitude. I'm too excited to get scared. Plus one.
I am.
Not Arthur is backing out of the room. He is quite.
I've rolled four nothings on my dice, so I've got a good result, basically.
Okay, so, yeah, but Bob's there waving his pistol at
good for nothing.
In a, thing. Arthur is gently moving out of the room.
Mr. Hastings, Mr. Hastings?
Leave Mr. Hastings? Sir. Get away. Look at the hands! It's not right, sir.
Well, it's not right. This must be part of that infection Mr. Raines talked about.
That's no infections and nothing. You can't see a man growing teeth like that in a few hours.
Well,
not from his hands.
That's a beast, sir. That's no man. Possessed.
Perhaps they are possessed. But the devil surely would not be able to possess a man of the cloth.
He's a wily one, sir.
Well, you never know with these non-conformists.
Ebenezer, are you kind of looking over their shoulder?
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of looking at them. Just make me a roll. Ebenezer, I'm going to say with your kind of no-nonsense background, I'm going to give you a bonus to this as well. So you get a plus one.
But
bonus
I
on
allocate
your...
a resolve or similar.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so resolve, steadfastness,
stubborn
bridge,
solid. Yes,
I like the way you can customize them.
Too northern to care.
I'll give that a plus one.
He's a Midlander.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
him a northern.
Sorry, of a a great.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so yeah, were you to be a God-fearing man rather than a man of science, the two are not incompatible, but he's more a man of science or a man of brass. Yeah. Oh God, that's. There are still some of the things that happen in that. Just make me giggle.
I believe in steam pressure, flying brass shrapnel.
Yeah. They may be changed. But in the way that a steam press will change a hunk of pig iron into a decent piece of metal within within seconds. You know, you basically, you know, just a.
So you think they've improved that?
They may have form fitted function. They may have needed to be like that for some reason.
Well, murdering us mainly.
Yeah. Who's left at the, who's left over by the main door?
Well, I'm still hanging around the door.
Oh, that's a good point. Having just
carried the table over.
So, yourself and a couple of the boots carry the table over. Just make me a little perception check.
Well, just fair for me, is it one that Toby would get a shot at?
Toby indeed will get a shot at it.
Because he's rather better at it than I am.
Mm-hmm. Toby's a better shot than you.
No, in fact, we've both got a fair result.
Okay, which is fine, because you can see that the door is starting to... well, put it this way, there is a big solid oak beam in metal things, as well as the door itself being locked, as well as the door basically having various stuff. You don't remember the oak beam having the bend in it that it seems to have now.
Hmm.
I think
you'd better stay here, chaps, so that we can push against this if necessary.
Uh-huh.
Are there any tools, hammer and nails, that kind of thing, within this building, or would everything be in an outbuilding? The bounds have what's needed for repairs, but...
I'm really not sure, sir. I mean, most of that would have been kept over in the... In the outdoor stores, over by the stables, I'm afraid.
Hmm.
There might be some, might be awkward. A few things. I'll go ask my dad.
Stout fellow, not your dad. I mean, I'm not insulting your father. I didn't say your dad's fat.
He is.
Well, I mean, he is fat. Obviously, yeah. He is a stout fella, but...
I mean, not being funny about it, he works in an inn. He's basically got alcohol 24/7, and he's got a wife who's a fantastic cook. Basically, he looks like the... He looks like Mr... You know, he looks like, basically, a weeble.
Ah, but all the hard work and everything, you see, he's going to be a solid muscle, that fella.
There's a bit of muscle behind it. Yeah, but, I mean, he does look like a weeble. It does look like if you've pushed him over... You'd roll back up again.
Well, that's what I look for in a fight. If he's on my side, that's the man who can be at the front.
And basically, he goes to his dad, and his dad is basically now pissed as a fart.
Fabulous.
Poor people. Oh, throat. Oh, I'm going to be sick. And, yeah.
Can we just get on with the game, Mark, instead of listening to your rambling?
True dedication to the role-playing course.
It is, it is. Yeah, so basically, yeah, I'm afraid Dad is a bit worse for wear, shall we say. I'm not going to be able to help. At that point, there is a bang, bang, bang snap, and the door finally opens. It doesn't open very far because some swine has basically put a dirty, great, big, heavy oak table right by it.
We shall push the oak tables. Solidly against the door as we can.
Okay, there are three of you pushing. It happens to be the biggest of the people.
I wouldn't have let the big one go. Come on, yeah, it's bound to be the biggest one. We sent the small fry.
Yeah, but
I've held a door before.
Yeah.
Oh,
Could you just roll me a with a bonus of two for your helps? Can you just roll me the fates with your strength, please, Augustus?
Well, now,
I know, Arthur, you are a strong lad, but you are not with them.
You're a big man, but you're out of shape. That was my Michael Caine impression.
Oh, how very Mikey are, would have you? This is me. They're all you, Mike.
Yep.
Okay, so I've got a plus two, so that makes that a plus one, which pushes us to a great result.
Okay, that's brilliant. That's really, really good. Unfortunately, they rolled superb. So the door is pushed back, and basically not only is this brute of a man pushing against the door, but he's pushing the door against the table, and he's pushing the table against three people, and he's pushing all of you back. Only
I'm
about...
I shout for some assistance.
Yeah, only about maybe a foot and a half, 2 foot. As it goes, that's quite exciting. There is a shriek from upstairs, a bang, and Amelia is coming running down. One of them jumped and almost got to the thing, and I had to pull the shutter tight, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to look anymore because
you get in the tap room.
So,
did you lock the shutter?
Yes, I think so. Definitely the outer, but I pushed the inner too, and I'm sure the latch fell down. The latch fell.
Yeah, get to the tap room. Did I hear the door going?
You'll certainly heard me shouting for assistance.
You've definitely heard. Yeah.
I can provide solidity.
Solidity and gunfire, I think, is what is needed here.
What we needed about. And
then rush to the front door. Dashing backward and forward across this inn.
Yeah. It's slightly easier now because.
Top solo games.
It really is.
It is slightly easier now because one of the big main tables is Augustus has basically pushed against the actual door, which is being pushed back by a snarling, ravenous beast of a man. In fact, actually, as you look at him, can everybody make me resolve checks, because he seems to be like the vicar and poor Peregrine.
What's his face?
I remember his name is Peregrine.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Great result for me.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm too excited to get scared.
Steel.
It turns out I'm not too excited to get scared. That turns that into a nothing. That gives me a terrible result. Wait, no, I've done that wrong. Hang on. That's plus two. It's a mediocre result for me.
Mediocre. Okay, that's okay, not brilliant.
I'm good.
And you're good. Okay, so everybody apart from Bob sees the fact that A, his throat is mostly back to normal now, but now his head is a lot more Lupin-like, shall we say.
He's got a head like a flower.
Dennis Moore, run you. Has very vulpine features, shall we say. He is very much looking maybe kind of quite wolfish look.
In fact,
has hairy hands and his claws. And Bob,
a werewolf and a masturbator. Good.
Well, a werewolf we could deal with, but
the claws.
God. Degloving.
Oh!
You said this was a horror scenario.
I have seen some nasty degloving, but not that nasty. I've seen it.
Right, Bob, you were about to say something which didn't involve degloving. Nick?
I wasn't going to say anything coherent because I'm terrified beyond realm of rational thought.
Well, you're not terrified, but you are screaming. You are screaming with a very high-pitched scream.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hastings, there's something about them.
You've got a pistol in your hand, haven't you?
Yes.
It'd be rude of you not to shoot.
Go on.
I will do that, and I happen to be an excellent shot. Can I have that as +3? Or
don't
is that
see
not
it.
Specific?
No, I think, you know, if you want to be, you know, the big
That's
thing about you
thing.
Is you're a marksman.
Excellent shot. Right. Come on, you mother. Okay, that's completely neutral on the dice, so that's a superb shot.
Okay, you shoot. And are you using a revolver, single shot?
Do we have revolvers nowadays? I mean, they're in the Wild West by now, aren't they? But I don't know if we have them in
No, not really.
Date-wise.
Early,
we're quite early on, aren't
pre-train, basically. So
we're early, very early train, if at all. So I think we're probably talking rocket, Trevethy's Endian, that sort of time.
I don't think you have a lot of revolvers at this point.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I'm carrying a pepper box.
Yeah.
Which is, well, I mean, it's just, the one I've got is essentially a short four barrel, thingy. Which I believe did exist at the time.
No, well, one
was about as useful as it sounds.
Yeah. Well, I mean, didn't the Duke of Orange have something similar, but with a which was a matchbox, which was match thingy. So he had basically the equivalence of a multi shot, but it was all it wasn't even flintlock; it was matchlock.
See, I gather they had to stop adding barrels when the barrels curled round and shot the person who fired the gun. At that point, they realised they'd gone too far.
Yeah. Okay.
This will just be a single shot.
So a single shot. So basically, but it's a reasonably substantial bullet. It hits the stable hand, which, as you will recognise, in the shoulder.
Stabilise that, you mother.
And he staggers back and then steps forward again. He obviously has no use of his arm anymore, but the rest of him is still seems to be quite keen.
Mr. Hastings, I will say, and jump behind Arthur.
Well, attempt to apply blunderbuss scientifically to the upper torso facial region.
I'm going to give you a +2 for the range for this.
Luckily,
you have a sawn-off shotgun with some quite nasty shot in there, and you are shooting it basically down an 8-foot table length.
Okay, so I've rolled total of -2. Cancels that, which leaves me on a 2 for my rifleman.
Okay, so
great.
It didn't help that basically, as you were aiming and shooting, the table got pushed and so you got jolted slightly. But even so, you mostly get him, unfortunately, same arm, but on the side as well, and you spin him round, and he is literally thrown out. You can see him trying to lift himself up, but maybe not so good. You can see one of the others there, can't see the other one.
Well, this blunderbuss is now useless to me, so I shall
hand it back to Mr. Jones to reload.
I will hand it back to Mr. Jones and grab my poker.
The little one is kind of, and in fact, actually, I'm going to say the little one. He is the same man that you were looking at, that you basically thought was dead earlier. Sorry, the first man you thought was dead, rather than the other two that you thought. He's looking in. Looks at you guys, looks at the guns, and basically he starts dragging the bigger man away to the entrance of the courtyard. He's taking him away.
Mark, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to.
Yeah. I mean, if you want, I can, I mean, badly. Yeah. No, I could see you start to go down. I will narrate the final part. Basically, if they're allowed to, they will leave. You shut the main gate, and in the morning, the other one was basically trying to break into the thing, couldn't break through.
Mm-hmm.
The three of them go. In the morning, follow the tracks a little way, but they have gone. And that is the end, and you're not sure what the hell is going on. There's a lot of blood knocking around. Mm-hmm. You have two people who
have severe concussion.
they
do now, I promise.
And are basically, I'm afraid, going into an asylum. They are...
It's what she would have wanted.
Not quite sure exactly what's happened, but nobody can explain what's going on.
I'd like that, mate. Crown workers.
So,
oh my god, zombie industrialists.
You see, if zombie industrialists would just want to invent zombie workers, really, they wouldn't want... They wouldn't want the competition around.
Yeah. No.
Living forever.
No. But there you go. So that is Corpse's Kiss. Nick, you'll be pleased to know your second character at the very least survived.
Yeah.
Which is good. So was Bob as in from Blackadder?
Bob was Mary Egg. To the Egg Fortune, who is looking out for adventure. I was hoping it would come up, so then that I and Ebenezer Bacon would form a comedy double act and tour the
Bacon and Egg,
the musical.
Oh dear. So yeah. That's obviously why Amelia felt such a kindred spirit with you. So there we go. So
thank you very much. Apologies for the coughing fit.
No. I mean, if we want to continue it, we can. But that is the opening act of.
I do like a bit of fudge.
Yeah. So if we want to continue, or if we want to do something else, I'm more than happy to run something forthwith and on and another time. Anyway, with that happy thought.
Thank you.
See you all. Good night. And see a couple of you on Friday, Thursday.
Thursday,
indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Fun storming the castle.
Indeed. Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.